live, 800-259-5791. It is your show, and you can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Matt. We are kicking off hour number two here on this Friday evening. 800-259-5791. Join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can see hundreds of our listeners plotted around the world as to where they live. You can add your location, your photo, your name, as well as a phrase to go along with your entry. It's all free. It's a lot of fun at map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
All right. So last hour, Torgo was trying to call me out on the carpet, and you did.
I was really just curious.
I know, but you like being curious in that way.
Could you please elaborate on that?
Yeah.
So you like being curious in that way.
No, I won't. You have some kind of experience with his curiosities.
Apparently, I was successful in whatever it was I was trying to do.
What you were doing was you were asking questions about free market justice, and, well, you know that I'm a little bit of a novice on this particular issue.
I thought you were going to say nut job.
That wasn't me this time.
There's nothing nutty about suggesting that we need to get away from the government coercion, the government coercive system, and replace it with something better and more effective. I mean, even you would admit that the current justice system stinks in this country.
It's awful.
So there's a lot of things that can be done. However, as I pointed out, when I come up with my stock answer, because I don't have anything specific to say, the stock answer is, well, the marketplace will take care of it because of demand and people searching for a profit will fill that demand. Okay, that was my stock answer. Now, here's an example from real life from LouRockwell.com. Here's a example of one way that the market has protected people, of one sort of free market justice system that we actually have. But you might not think of it that way. It's your credit card companies.
Okay.
And how this whole process works, specifically the process of problem transaction and resolving them. So what we're talking about here, let's start with a little situation. You've got Mr. Jones. He goes into a camera store, purchases a camera. And in most cases, your camera's going to be fine. But let's just say something's wrong with the camera. We've got two possible solutions here, the government solution and then the marketplace solution. We're going to explore both of them. First off, look at the government solution. Well, what if Jones's camera is something other than advertised? What if he was promised one type of lens and got a different one, an inferior one, for instance, or the camera just doesn't work? Because of the free market's incentive to satisfy customers, most stores would allow Mr. Jones to make an exchange or to get his money back. But surely there are some disreputable merchants who would not do this for Jones, since they're out to make a quick buck with no concern for their long-term reputations. And there are definitely people out there like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thus, sometimes a consumer must appeal to a third party for redress. Well, if Jones had paid cash for the camera, his only recourse would be to go to a government court. Probably his local small claims court. Filing a lawsuit, even in small claims court, is costly, cumbersome, and time-consuming.
Mm.
In most jurisdictions, one must pay a fee just to file the suit.
That fee is three digits.
Really?
Yes. My ex-fiancé was a deputy clerk of the circuit court, and I think it was $120, $150.
And it guarantees you nothing, except maybe they'll hear your suit.
Yeah, they'll hear your suit.
To have a reasonable chance of success, a defrauded consumer probably would need to hire a lawyer. Now, most consumer-level cameras are in the three-digits range, so you'd be paying again for the camera just to bring this to small claims court.
Right.
So to have a reasonable chance of success, a defrauded consumer probably would need to hire a lawyer. If the seller he's suing is large and sophisticated, it might have superior lawyers who are experienced in fighting consumer lawsuits, perhaps often killing them quickly through procedural maneuvers and the like. Alternatively, the merchant might not show up to defend himself against small claims and the plaintiff would win. But then he'd have to collect a judgment, which might be difficult to impossible.
Mm-hmm.
A large percentage of small claims court judgments are never collected at all.
It's true.
Perhaps because the defendant is insolvent or located prohibitively far away, making the lawsuit a total waste of the taxpayer's time and effort, as well as a waste of taxpayer dollars. The cash-paying customer with a complaint may also have problems with evidence. What if he's lost his receipt? The case might come down to his word against the seller's. The customer who pays with cash or a money order is even in even worse shape if he buys something from someone located in another country. If a customer located in the United States sues a foreign merchant in an American court, the court might not have jurisdiction or the ability to enforce a judgment against the seller, even if the customer wins.
And they don't enforce a judgment anyway.
Of course not. If the customer tries...
They really... I mean, like, I know you say, of course, but let's just be clear. They don't enforce the judgment. They give the judgment, and here you go.
Here's, you have to go hire an enforcement
here
company.
Here you go, Ian. Yeah. Here's your judgment. Have
that's
a nice
amazing.
Day.
Yeah, that's all it is. The judge says, yes, you're right. He owes you that money. See you later.
Wow, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, there's no.
So you paid $300 or whatever for the court cost for that judgment.
Yeah, there's no judgment enforcement arm
then
where
you
they
have
say,
to, then you have to go and knock on the guy's door and try and get your money.
Here's
back.
Your judgment. Go away. I hate you.
Yeah.
Now, in some states, they can garnish your wages and stuff like that in order to get the judgment paid back.
But not on a small claims court.
But not on a small claims court.
That's
and,
not my understanding, at least. I mean,
some states they can, but it doesn't matter what the judgment is. Like in Florida, for example, non-garnishing in this state.
Ah.
So, here's the alternative.
Yeah, in Florida, there's no recourse.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the government system is lacking just a little bit there for consumers. Well, here's the private alternative. So, government does provide consumers with nominal, if often useless, opportunities to pursue redress. On the other hand, credit card companies know that no one wants to go to small claims court. More importantly, they know that the presence of their logos on merchant stores and in advertisements is interpreted as a seal of approval. Even if not intended as such. It is not good for Visa and other brands to appear to be associated with crooks or anything unpleasant to consumers. Thus, the card companies have created their own system for pleasing consumers who have problems with credit transactions. This is called the chargeback. Under the card company's chargeback procedures, a consumer can inform his card issuer of his dispute, and the issuer will then help him settle things. To begin chargeback proceedings, a cardholder files a complaint for free.
Mm-hmm.
Using a form provided by the card company. On receiving the complaint, the card company might ask the cardholder for documentation to support the claim. If he appears to have a legitimate grievance, the bank will then initiate a chargeback against the merchant's bank. That is, the cardholder's bank will take the money back from the seller's bank. The merchant's bank has no choice but to allow this because
it's part of the contract.
Because each bank in each card system has contractually agreed for these recourse procedures.
Mm-hmm.
The merchant will then be given an opportunity to produce evidence on his behalf. If his bank believes the transaction was valid, it'll initiate a chargeback against the cardholder's bank. That is, it'll take the money back from the cardholder's bank. If the dispute continues and cannot be resolved between the two banks, it will be arbitrated by the credit card organization. So if it was a Visa card that the guy used to buy the camera with, and the two banks can't agree between one another as to which one is scamming, because somebody's scamming, right?
Right.
I mean, if the consumer is claiming that he got scammed on the camera, he might be telling the truth, he might not. And so therefore, it's Visa that makes the final decision. Visa says, okay, show both sides. Here's the decision.
Maybe they're not. There's times when there's legitimate disputes
on both sides.
And not necessarily is someone scamming.
Nonetheless,
Visa
is the arbitrator in that particular case.
Somebody has to make a decision, and
the contract specifies that. Yeah. Are chargebacks better? And that's because the banks have an agreement with Visa, right? Each bank has an agreement to be a Visa bank and offer their credit card as a Visa card. And so there's certain, there's money that changes hands. There's a percentage of each transaction that gets sent to the bank. There's a percentage that goes to Visa, that sort of thing.
Now, let's be clear. This only works on credit cards. This does not work on debit cards. Although the Visa or MasterCard logo may be on your debit card, these sorts of redresses do not apply to debit cards. Mm. They're only credit card agreements.
That's interesting. I was looking at my card, which is not really a... I guess it is a debit card. It's for our PayPal. And there's all kinds of protections on that. I was actually looking. There's like this laundry list of protections, extended warranties, and just crazy stuff that I couldn't even believe that they would just give to you for using their card. Like you get an extra year or two warranty on any product you buy. It was nuts. More on the way. This is your show, talking about the market's answer to protecting consumers. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Friday night edition of the show, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Over 75,000 post readers surf around through, I think, almost 1,100 people are interacting there at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system, totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the solution, or a solution, a real solution to protecting consumers. Because people wonder, well, if we got rid of the government, how would anybody be protected, for instance, in a marketplace transaction? And, well, let's look to the examples of what we have today for something to stir your mind a bit and get you thinking about how things could be even better and better protected in a true free marketplace. We're talking about the difference between buying something with cash and buying something with credit cards. the fact that if you buy something with cash, you've got almost no recourse whatsoever except through government courts, and that's going to take you forever to get any sort of judgment. If you're lucky, you'll get one, you know, if you pay hundreds of dollars, and then they, as you pointed out, Amish, they hand you a piece of paper that says, here's your judgment, and then you have to somehow go and get your money back.
Sure.
Which is crazy.
That, you know, it's obvious that our judicial system needs some help, and that the free market's going to come up with great options. But I think that in the end, you need a guy with a gun to enforce laws.
Right. So how's that? How are you going to get your judgment on that small claims court then? Are you going to hire a guy with a gun?
I said that I think that we need, you know, that we need improvement in that area. And if the final thing you can do is get a judgment, then
how's that
going to
be economical? I mean, really.
It's not.
If you buy a $300 camera, yeah, you lose.
Sure you do.
So why even bother with the guy with a gun? Because you're just going to be paying more to hire the dude with the gun.
You're just looking at that instance. I'm saying in general, at the very end of the day, needs to be a guy who enforces laws with guns.
Okay. Well, let's go back and talk about real ways to protect people without having to hire thugs.
I'm not hiring thugs.
Because, well, that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking
about
police.
Thugs. Anyway, we're talking about chargebacks and credit card companies and how it is that Visa and MasterCard and their associated banks actually protect consumers when something goes wrong with a transaction and a consumer disputes it using, for instance, their 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-a-year phone line that they can call in on instead of having to wait around at the courthouse for them to open up and go in and stand in line and wait and fill out some forms and give them hundreds of dollars. In this case, under the chargeback regime, this is from LouRockwell.com, the procedure for an aggrieved consumer is much simpler and better. When a consumer wants to file a complaint, his card issuer is available to him 24/7, 365 days a year. Once he files his complaint, he doesn't need to hire a lawyer. His bank uses its own resources to go to bat and puts him on an equal footing with the merchant, regardless of how wealthy or how powerful the merchant is. The bank will be able to reach and process chargebacks against any of its merchants anywhere in the world, except in a few countries, such as France, whose governments have abolished chargebacks by law. And why would they want to do that? To protect merchants who are scummy.
Sure.
And have government connections, obviously.
What about a consumer who is scummy? Here's a problem. Mm. What if someone goes and buys something, and they're perfectly satisfied with it, but they initiate a chargeback anyway, which I've seen done.
Okay.
They initiate a chargeback anyway. The credit card company gives them their money back, pulls the money away from the retailer. What does the retailer then have at his disposal?
Well, they said that both sides are given an opportunity to present their case, and so
that depends, really. Sometimes the retailer is not given a chance to present their case. Sometimes the retailer just loses that money. I've seen it firsthand.
Retailers are at the because customers are so valuable.
Right.
Retailers have a tendency
risk
to,
you take.
Yeah, it doesn't work out as quite as well for retailers as it does.
Risk you take for doing business with the public and handling credit card transactions.
Yeah, accepting credit cards, and you've got to decide that. I mean, once that happens to you, then as a retailer, you sit there and you say,
Do I really want to take credit cards?
Do I want Visa? And most of them say yes, it's worth it. But there's a a percentage, like 1%, that says,
I've had it.
I'm not doing it.
No more. Only silver.
Cash?
Yeah.
Checks? That's what I take. I don't like checks much either. But at least on checks, as a retailer, it's against the law to write a bad check.
Well, let's go on here, because given these advantages and disadvantages of the government system, what credit card holder wouldn't prefer the non-governmental alternative? This goes to show that the common belief that only government can provide justice in consumer fraud cases is false. Indeed, as we have seen, the government is an inferior provider of justice in this realm. One might argue, however, that the relationship among the banks, merchants, and cardholders are governed by contracts, and those contracts, even if they contain private arbitration clauses, are ultimately subject to review in government courts. That is true, but not really important. What primarily holds these arrangements together is not the threat of government intervention, but the desire of all of those involved to do business with one another.
That much is true.
Cardholders want to pay with plastic. Merchants want to accept it. Thus, both cardholders and merchants agree to the terms set forth by their banks and the card associations. This wouldn't change even if government stayed out of disputes. That is, if a card association could not rely on the government to enforce a member bank's agreement to comply with the chargeback process, that would not spell the end of credit cards or doom the chargeback process. To minimize risks of non-compliance in the absence of government enforcement, the parties involved might have to spend more money to acquire knowledge, for instance, about the trustworthiness of their contracting partners. For example, more resources might have to be used to investigate merchants before allowing them to even accept credit cards. A well-developed credit bureau system would be ready to assist, too. So instead of spending billions of dollars on supporting the government court system, some of that money would stay with the companies, and they just use it to better the credit system. Under such circumstances, the banks would have the right incentives to spend the optimal amount of resources to determine who...
I think they would largely keep it for themselves, which is fine. I don't think they would use it for the bettering of the credit system,
well,
but I think there would be a small amount that would go, and
I think
all you would need is a small amount.
Well, I think he's pointing out a good point, and that is that, under the current conditions, with the government sort of backing things up, you could take a little bit more risk. Companies tend to take a little more risk than they might normally, and, for instance, approve a merchant that they haven't, without really looking too closely, approving merchants, whereas if your reputation is on the line, you want to know that you're dealing with somebody reputable. And so they might do a little bit of extra checking. Anyway, he goes on to point out some numbers, 18 million merchants accepting Visa and MasterCard. And he's, it's a great point that
it is
the marketplace
point.
Is protecting people where the government is it's just a waste of time. In regards to this.
I don't know whether I agree with that, but I do think that the
it's a waste of time. You already pointed out, man, which you were the one that was talking about.
In this particular instance.
Small claims. Yeah,
well,
the claims
the government is a waste of time.
Small claims, which is where most people have problems, right? I mean, most people don't have $50,000 lawsuits pending. If they've got something that they want to take to court, it will be a small claim. It'll be because the plumber ripped them off.
Are you still arguing this point? I said that my point was, is you said the government was a waste of time. That's all I was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't feel it's a waste of time. I feel that in this circumstance.
But you would agree in small claims it's a waste of time.
Certainly the market has a better solution here.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm just pointing out that the marketplace does come up with these solutions, even though they're relatively complex. Because in order to have a credit card transaction, I mean, for us it's simple. We swipe the card, transaction happens, it takes a few seconds, you sign the form, and you're done. But in that 2 seconds, in the amount of time that it takes to get that authorization, there's data being transferred from bank to bank, from authorizer to the bank, and there's information being checked. There's a lot happening in order to allow you to pay with that piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the complex things that the market allows to happen that we can't necessarily predict in advance. But if we let people be free, people in search of profit will come up with ways to protect you. It will happen. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, Tom in New York City wants to talk about the right to own nuclear weapons.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time. So call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control. 800-259-5791 on the way. High school seniors and their crazy opinions. You got some news about that, man.
Yes,
which,
I do.
800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with our brand newest Shriner, Lois.
She's the brand newest.
Yeah. So go visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Tom in New York City. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Tom. Tom in New York City.
He got sick of waiting. He's setting
Tom
the nuke.
Going once.
Hello, hey, Tom.
There you are.
We got you. What's on your mind?
Here we are.
Well, I was going through some of the archives the other day, and I heard, I think somebody wrote an email about how far does the Second Amendment extend as
yeah.
far as if somebody can own nuclear weapons. And I believe Ian was kind of taking the position of, well, you should be able to, right, if I remember correctly, and Manwich said no.
Right.
I'm of the opinion that arms means that you can carry it.
Well, you said, wait a minute, now what about the howitzer? Can you carry one of those?
No, I agree that you, if you want to, no, you, I say that you can have a howitzer mounted in your front
okay.
yard. But you only have the right to arms.
Okay. What was your thoughts, Tom?
Well, my thoughts was, first of all, I think, I'm going to side with Manwich ultimately, but I do agree with Ian that if it were legal, very few people, I mean, maybe the Bill Gates of the world could afford plutonium or, you know, whatever it takes to make a nuclear arm. And maybe they're better off having it in the government. But
I'd like to add into that, since Manwich's comment in regards to the government being the ones that are handling nuclear weapons, David in California shot a quick email about that with a link to Hiroshima. And you said they were doing an okay job. You must have forgotten about that. And I did, too, for a moment.
Well,
there,
they did it. I mean, they intended to do it.
They killed innocent people, man, which you don't want to put these weapons in the hands of the state. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Let's say
Hold
that
on.
The average
Who
person...
Who is going to use a nuclear weapon and not kill innocent people? Private citizens could do the exact same thing.
And the fact is...
A nuclear bomb for one.
What if the evil Bill Gates, and I'm not saying that Bill Gates would do this, I'm just saying, you know, some guy as rich as Bill Gates wants to take over the world. And he gets a nuclear weapon because he can afford it, and he says, all right, New York City... You give me $1 million.
You're so silly.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Don't worry. By that time, the market will have found a way to put a magic net around the city to keep the missile away.
Yes, Tom. Go ahead.
But my reason for kind of thinking people shouldn't be able to own it is basically it comes down to think it is an indirect violation of rights. I mean, like, yes, we have a right to keep their arms. Like, I can carry a gun. So long as I don't violate anyone else's rights with it. I think if I'm walking down the street and I put a gun in your face, ultimately I'm threatening you and violating your rights, and you have the right to fire back.
Okay.
So I think ultimately by owning a nuclear weapon, it's clear and present danger. I mean, automatically, you're pointing...
Somebody can say that about a automatic weapon just as easily.
You could. I think it's a little bit... Yeah, that's where the line gets kind of fuzzy.
Well, that's the problem with drawing lines. The question is, who's going to draw it? Where is it going to be drawn? And why is it that they're correct about drawing that line?
See, I like mine better. Arms means you can carry it.
you can carry a suitcase, Nuke.
Couldn't you? If you could find that, if they actually exist.
You don't think?
I don't know, man. I've heard a lot of news about suitcase nukes for a lot of years, and no one's
you think
been
it's
blowed
just
up
all
yet.
Fake?
I'm close to it.
You know, by the way, if old Bill Gates wanted to threaten people with his nuclear weapon arsenal, it's so ludicrous, just that whole idea. I mean, who's going to enforce the provisions? Is he going to have shock troops on the ground as well, like Microsoft shock troops to go in and, you know, ensure that everybody's behaving the way that he wants them to behave?
No. He just wants to extort the world.
He wants the money.
Say he wants to extort the world. Give me $1 million.
So he'd open up a PayPal account, and then each citizen in New York City would just sort of contribute $3 a piece?
No. He'd extort the heads of the homeowners associations and make them pay up.
Yeah, well, then what if he gets killed?
Who?
Bill Gates.
How?
By somebody that doesn't want to pay.
Well, that's easy. He's going to have one of those evil mastermind systems where if his heart stops beating, it fires the nuke.
He's got an ICBM.
How crazy this is?
Well, it is crazy. You're the one who wants to give away nuclear weapons to everybody.
You're the one coming up with these lunatic scenarios.
You don't think that there are crazy, like, megalomaniacal billionaires?
Yes, they're in charge of the government.
Hold on. Well, okay.
And they're currently getting money to keep them happy. You're intending to stop that. They're not going to like that crap one bit.
They don't like what I have to say. No
doubt. Okay, the government goes away tomorrow, okay? And there are still billionaires with their own self-made fortunes.
Uh-huh.
You don't think any of them are megalomaniacal and any of them will have the idea to maybe start building up a massive weapons arsenal?
Hey, I'd rather take the risk than have the government around.
I know that Wesley Snipes would have nukes if he were allowed.
Tom, do you have any other comments for us?
I'll probably leave it at that for tonight.
Appreciate the call, man. 800-259-5791. Tom's thinking, you maniacs.
We're maniacs. We are.
You always take it to the biggest extreme.
So
when
do
in fact,
you, in the opposite
you're talking
direction.
About giving away nuclear weapons, and
when
you're saying that I'm...
Giving away nuclear weapons?
Making it free for everyone to own them and pay for them.
They're already free to own them as long as they can acquire the products that they need to make them with. Didn't we have Johnson telling us how we could build our own nuclear weapon one night here on the show? He dug up the plans on the internet or something like that.
However, actually constructing one and possessing one is against the law.
Ooh, and that's stopping people from doing things, isn't
no,
it?
No, possessing the
ingredients.
Possessing certain ingredients are very, very, very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Very difficult.
Right.
I mean, you really got to want to do it. It's not as easy as saying, oh, it's a free market, I can write a check, and somebody's going to sell me an ICBM.
Right, and that's true. You aren't just going to be able to go to the missile store, you know, and pick one up currently. But, you know,
you wouldn't be able to go to a missile store unless there was a lot of demand for missiles.
Oh, there would be an internet site that sold ICBMs, though.
You would be able to go to missilesrus.com and order one for the whole family with little caricatures of your kids painted on the sides.
You don't have to be able to afford a brick and mortar store anymore. Yeah. The internet will allow somebody to
it's
sell
changing the world.
Yes, they will sell anything they want with no cost, very
eBay.
Little overcost.
Once the market is completely free, there will be all kinds of products that you never thought would exist. Like, not only will you be able to buy missiles, you'll be able to buy missiles that have saddles on them so that you could just ride one. Just, woo, I'm riding a missile.
Well, once they sell enough missiles, then they have to sell the counter.
One time.
Then they have to sell the counter missiles. The missiles that actually shoot the other missiles out of the air.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then they're going to
thanks for this, Ian.
Thanks.
Then they're going to tell
just
this
lazy
big...
man, which
because I don't want to take all the tax money I save and spend it on missiles to protect myself from maniacs.
You wouldn't have to do that. You could contribute to a fund of people that wants to defend others.
I want to trust a fund that's going to shoot the missile down that's coming towards my house.
I would trust some private individuals to protect me from missiles in a heartbeat before I would trust the state. Have you noticed the Star Wars program hasn't quite been completed after a good 25 years?
They're not trying to complete it.
Well, why not? It's important, isn't it? Isn't it important to defend us from missile attacks from other countries, from all these maniacs with missiles around the world? No, obviously it's not that important to our government. Ronald Reagan was talking about possibly, building the Star Wars program at who knows how many billions of dollars back in the 1980s, and we're still waiting. Waiting. You got no protection now, man, which, and there are maniacs with missiles out there.
You want the state to protect you? Only about 40 maniacs.
You want the government to protect you? You're out of your mind. 800-259-5791. Maybe we're all out of our minds. This is
you think?
Your show. It is Free Talk Live. Go crazy with us. 800-259-5791. Hey, coming up, crazy high schoolers and their crazy opinions. On what
crazy
sandwich?
On abortion, guns.
Kids, abortion, guns. Fun stuff on the way. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Right. According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. You can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. We have archives for you there. They're just waiting for you. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Just go grab them up right there off the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Manwich, tell me about these high school seniors and their wacky opinions.
Well, it's an amazing article to me. Most high school seniors regard abortion as morally wrong and would severely limit a woman's right to choose. Fine, it's their opinion. According to a national poll released today in Washington by researchers at Hamilton College and Zogby International, 70% of females in the class of 2006 say they would not consider abortion if they became pregnant while in high school. That's good. Also, members of the high school class of 2006...
That's your opinion.
It's good that they wouldn't consider it. I think it's good.
Because they want to ruin the rest of their next 18 years. Okay, go ahead.
Their parents will take care of it.
This is nationwide? Or the Bible Belt? 70%.
Just says class of 2006.
Females.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, members of the high school class of 2006 are twice as likely as adults to support legal recognition of gay marriages.
Okay.
It's good that they're recognizing that stuff.
I suppose. Okay,
The poll on hot-button political issues also found that support for strong handgun control measures is almost universal among high school seniors. Yeah.
Oh, almost universal. What's the percentage on that, does it say?
Let's see, two-thirds of...
I'd presume that would be over 90% if it's almost universal.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
90% of high school seniors would impose a 5-day waiting period on mandatory registration of purchasers of handguns. 5-day, it just bumps it up. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have, 2-week waiting period. Yeah. Who knows? But you have to wait a year.
You have to put in the application when your child is born so we can get it on his 18th birthday. Have to send them the kids' report cards every grading period.
Was that all they asked about? Was just a waiting period? They appear to... 35% of high school students say they know someone of their school who has been shot or threatened with a gun.
Whoa!
Yeah,
1 in 3.
Know somebody? Right, that seems like a stretch. Yeah, that's it for handgun questions.
Well, not very many questions there. I thought there was going to be more to that. Well, anyway, those crazy kids.
There's a bunch of answers, but only the two for the handguns.
I see. So most high school seniors want to have more handgun control. They also don't want to have abortions. Interesting results there.
Well, but 60% would, conversely, 60% would of high school seniors want to keep the Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade.
They want abortions to be legal, they just don't want to have them themselves.
I see.
But they do want to restrict those 18 and under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
800-259-5791, maybe the lawmakers should come and talk to the high school kids. We talked about that fifth grader earlier in the show.
I got one where police came and talked to a high school kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Apparently, a high school senior, age 18, meaning he's an adult for all the legal definitions of everything, was charged with a felony criminal charge of disrupting public services.
That sounds terrible. Was he on the police radios and just kind of transmitting on their band and yelling epithets?
Not exactly. Actually, what he was doing is he was online in a chat room, and he asked all the people in the chat room to go to his school's webpage and refresh the page so that it brought down the school's website.
Could someone do that to our website?
Possibly. We could be subject to a denial of service attack. I don't think it would take a chat. It would take more than a chat room full of people refreshing our webpage.
I mean, it doesn't seem to me. The school must have a really cruddy web server. I mean, for a chat room full of people to be able to take down their web server.
Well, it doesn't say that actually happened, does it? It just says that he said, please do this.
He was charged with disrupting the public service, so I should hope it actually brought it down.
Maybe just the refreshing. Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, it was working. School officials noticed that the computer system was slowing down and called a technician who discovered the problem and the source of it. So, yeah, it was starting to take a toll on the server.
Okay, I see. But they didn't actually shut it down. They just...
No, it slowed the computer down a little bit. So, he had a bunch of people refresh the school's webpage and it slowed the computers down, and now he's got a felony charge against him.
That's nuts. It's nuts.
I wonder if they would bother to, throw charges against people that just might all happen to have gone all at once to that particular website.
Just a bunch of people, like, legitimate visits to the website and everything. Just like, you're charged with disrupting public services. They issue felony arrest warrants for 800 people in town.
Right. Crazy. I wouldn't put it past some states. In this case, the kid's face.
How could this be anything
charge?
But a prank? I mean, I can't see.
That's all it was.
I can't see how they would look at it. I don't understand.
Now he's got a felony on his record.
He should have, maybe an hour after school.
And when they say disrupting public services, it makes it sound like he stabbed some police car tires with a knife or something like that. Something, serious.
Right. Or
real damage.
Or disrupting public services, like, he somehow disrupted water to the city,
He stopped the buses from running.
Exactly. Right. He turned off all the traffic lights in town, just things that would cause an issue in most cases.
I mean, at worst, refreshing the pages on the school website is going to cost them a couple extra bucks in bandwidth, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, but
I
most
mean,
likely not.
Yeah, bandwidth is pretty cheap. If you're not getting it for free, you're not paying very much for it.
But charges were filed because students need to know that officials will be aggressive when dealing with computer crime.
They had to set an example.
I think when the officials coming into the school and tasering kids on a pretty regular basis in the news lets people know that they're serious. I don't think we need to give this kid a felony.
The person, the idiot bureaucrat behind all of this says, this new technology has created a whole wave of crimes.
That's not a crime.
And we're just trying to find ways to solve them.
They're just trying to find new crimes to create so they can put people in jail.
Pretty much.
800-259-5791. This is your show. Yeah, they're looking out for you, government. Yeah, man, which these are the guys that are going to protect you from missile attacks. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulb. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, so if you want to get in, now's the time. 800-259-5791 is to get in here with you.
And Torgo.
And then 1-800-259-5791. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Boy, do we have lots of stuff on there, and it's all free. Archives, updates, live streaming, voting, and more, all there at freetalklive.com. Though, we'd like you to voluntarily support the show. We'd like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier.
Amp it up!
For $3 a month. In fact, you can find a spiffy new banner on our site right there at the top right with our new AMP logo, which is awfully sharp. You'll see it as soon as you go to freetalklive.com. Just click that. It'll take you to the AMP page, or you can just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll learn about all the details about the AMP program. There's lots of perks. For instance, you get access to classic archives of Free Talk Live from way back in the old days, and also from back in the days when Manwich was just a lowly phone screener. You get to hear that stuff.
You love to say that, man. The first night I had a microphone in front of me and I was talking the whole time.
You were still the phone screener. So
the only reason I wasn't the number two guy is because you decided to, because Mike was handy the first night when you decided to do an air check, and that was the guy that you had do the air check.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Then
anyway,
I happened to be handy for a phone screener, so you said, hey, want to screen the phone?
And you'll get to the list. You'll get to listen eventually to the days when Manwich wasn't even on the show at Free Talk.
Those were some good shows.
Yeah, I got fired.
amp.freetalklive.com. So go and get all the details there. Plus, long term, we get some serious milestones for this program. When we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time on the show by 25%. Amp.freetalklive.com. Torgo, it's that time of year again.
It is. Actually, all this talk about lawsuits, I was looking at something. And first of all, did you know that there's a group called the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch?
I didn't.
Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch. And one of the things that they do every year, because of all the ridiculous lawsuits that go on, they compile a list of the stupidest, just wacky warning labels that make it onto products because of lawsuits that have taken place.
Right.
And so I've got the top five, I believe. They have a contest, and people submit them and win prizes. The winner this year was a heat gun and paint remover. You've seen those things before,
mm-hmm,
right?
Sure.
The hot air guns.
Those babies are hot.
Yeah, they get 1,000 degrees is the temperature.
Wow.
Warning on it. Do not use this tool as a hairdryer.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it looks like a hairdryer.
Yeah, well,
except it's bright red.
Yes, it is. And just metal, and it says warning, 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
Second place was a label on a kitchen knife that says, never try to catch a falling knife.
Ooh.
Warning, don't catch a falling knife. On that
as
same
though
label,
a label when you're trying, when you think, when you drop something and then think to catch it, as though a label is going to stop you from doing it.
Another label on that same knife said, warning, do not reach blindly for knives. That was I like that one a little better. Let's see.
Don't stick knives in yourself.
Third place, here's one from a cocktail napkin. The napkin has a map of the water of the waterways around Hilton Head, South Carolina, printed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom it says, caution, not to be used for navigation.
Holy crap.
Yep.
For reference purposes only.
That is the funniest one yet. The cocktail napkin with a map on it.
Honorable mention for a warning label found on a bottle of dried bobcat urine that was used to make rodents and other pests go away from garden plants. Not for human consumption. Dried bobcat urine. Do not eat this.
Now, wait a minute. We've had people call this show. We had people call this show one time telling us that you could drink at least human urine.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, last one real quick.
Oh, quick.
From a baking pan. Caution, ovenware will get hot when used in the oven.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, we're back tomorrow night for the three-hour edition of Free Talk Live starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time for the Saturday show. We'll be live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manny.
See you then. And don't forget to visit us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.